payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the MultiCare Group today, 702-396-9449.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Michael Schaus will join us in just a couple of minutes. Political columnist and the founder of ShausCreative.com. We'll talk about branding and the problems that the Republican conference in the House of Representatives has. A vote is scheduled for top of the hour. We'll have that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Ron Quince, your Republican candidate for Nevada Congressional District 1 and a 20-year resident of the Las Vegas Valley. Over the last few weeks, I've had friends, neighbors, and clients ask me why I'm taking time away from a great career to run for Congress. The answer is two reasons. I'm doing it for the future of my two young precious daughters, and I'm doing it for you. When the American dream is alive for you, it is alive for all of us. It's a shame that the dream is now fading because of the reckless actions of Dina Titus and her boss, Joe Biden, and their thirst for power and control over your life. They have lied to us, destroyed our economy, our energy independence, and they have attacked our families. It's time for us to take a stand. The Ron Quince campaign is about you and the fight to reclaim the dream, the opportunities, and the freedoms that were promised in our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. You have a powerful voice, and I'm listening. Join our fight for Congress today at ronq4u.com, paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs through December 7th? If you have Medicare Advantage, a Medicare supplement, or a prescription drug plan, it's important to see what changes are coming your way in 2024. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. They're right here in Las Vegas and are Medicare brokers dedicated to making sure you have the best Medicare solution to fit your healthcare needs. If you're a veteran or a TRICARE for Life member, give Steve and Amy a call. You may be missing out on some well-earned benefits. Call now to schedule an annual review of your Medicare coverage. Call or text Steve and Amy Miller at 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. Blue Sky does not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, they represent six organizations which offer 58 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your local state health insurance program, SHIP, to get information on all your options.
Arizona Charlie's Decatur has the hottest cover and tribute bands around. Come check out the all-new Coverall Lounge, formerly Naughty Lady Saloon, and enjoy the same great weekend entertainment with a fresh new look. So come on in every Friday and Saturday night at 8 p.m. with no cover charge. Grab a drink and get ready to groove all night long at the Coverall Lounge, located inside of your favorite local casino.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share our American stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, And this hour brought to you by Concerned Veterans for America. They are getting ready to gavel in the House of Representatives. 8 o'clock is when they were scheduled to gavel in and to maybe have yet another vote for Speaker of the House. This thing is getting uglier and uglier by the minute. Nobody knows if Jim Jordan's got the votes, 217 votes to become Speaker. And I'll be honest with you, I don't think a lot of people are changing their minds. I really honestly don't. What is it like to try and sell this to the American people as a party? Michael Schaus will join us in just a couple minutes, the founder of Schaus Creative. We'll do that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Mars ain't the kind of place to raise your kids.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Broadcasting live from the Dream Dental Studios on the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Insisting that it does not target hospitals, Israel says it was an Islamic Jihad missile that destroyed the hospital in Gaza. Hamas is blaming Israel for the explosion, but Israel says it has video and other evidence proving it is not to blame. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says that hundreds were killed.
Very soon, video was posted from Gaza of bodies laid out near the ruins of the hospital. So many dead, and the size of the explosion, together looked to be having a profound impact on what was already the most dangerous crisis in the Middle East in a generation.
And the U.S. is sanctioning a group of 10 key Hamas members, as well as the terrorist organization's financial network. This is President Biden meets with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv. All House business remains in limbo as lawmakers have yet to name a new speaker. Republican Jim Jordan failed yesterday to win the speaker's gavel, but they're about to try again.
Jordan fell 17 votes short of the majority he would have needed to prevail. The Ohio Republican had initially sought to force a second vote Tuesday evening, but he ultimately pushed the vote to Wednesday. Jordan had gained some momentum, picking up endorsements from prominent players who had initially said they would not support his bid. However, during Tuesday's midday vote, 20 Republicans came out against Jordan, casting their votes for other lawmakers. It took former Speaker Kevin McCarthy 15 rounds of voting to win the gavel. That House has been without a leader for over 2 weeks amid Republican feuding that has left the chamber paralyzed. Edwin Mora, Washington.
President Biden says Israel has agreed to allow humanitarian aid to begin flowing into Gaza from Egypt with the understanding that inspections must be allowed and the aid should go to civilians and not to Hamas. On Wall Street, stocks are in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wall now. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. Amazon about to increase its footprint here in Southern Nevada. The e-commerce giant has bought more than 300 acres in the El Dorado Valley for $48 million. A company spokesperson confirms that deal with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, but would not talk about any plans for the property, saying those plans were in the very early stages. The 300 acres are located west of the 95 and southwest of I-11 by the Boulder Solar Farm. That property well within Henderson city limits. City officials expressed excitement about the deal and potential plans for the site. Amazon has invested nearly $9 billion in Nevada since 2010, creating more than 16,000 direct jobs. The company has opened more than 50 new fulfillment centers, delivery stations, and same-day delivery sites across the U.S. so far just this year. With the holiday season coming up, Ethel Lamb's Holiday Cactus Garden Lights getting ready to celebrate its 30th anniversary. The holiday tradition returns November 3rd with a new cafe, cocktail bar, and all kinds of treats for the family to enjoy. The Cactus Garden will be lit up nightly from 5 to 10 through December 31st. The first weekend is free. After November 5th, all guests will be charged a $2 entry fee that will be donated to Three Square Food Bank and Help of Southern Nevada. Glittering lights at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway is getting some company this holiday season. The World of Illumination is bringing its Rockin' Christmas drive-through light and audio show to the M Resort in Henderson. The mile-long symphony of sight and sound that'll be open Tuesday through Sunday from 6 to 10 in the evening, beginning November 17th, running through the 31st of December. Pre-sale tickets available starting at $39.99. For more details, visit nevada.worldofillumination.com. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Boy, there's a whole bunch of dentists in Las Vegas, so how do you know which one to choose? Hey, Kevin Wall here. To me, it's all about how they make you feel when you're in the dentist chair. I'm proud to say my dentist is Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff have converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. It's a truly elevated experience. So if fear and anxiety are keeping you from a healthy-looking smile, I hope you'll call True Dentistry. True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation for all new patients. That's a $150 value. If you're unhappy with your smile, call True Dentistry to schedule your free consultation. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Use your annual insurance benefits before it's too late. True Dentistry has two convenient locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800 or check them out at truedentistry.com.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
An accident in Summerlin right now. It's on the westbound side of Summerlin Parkway at Buffalo. A car facing the wrong way in the center lane. Another one pushed off to the right shoulder there, and that's causing more curiosity, slow down than anything, not to mention that center lane is blocked there with a car going the wrong way. Summerlin Parkway westbound of Buffalo. Real heavy traffic on the way in from North Las Vegas. 15 southbound from Cheyenne down toward 95. That's all construction-related delay there. Also on the East Flamingo Cobalt, it's been closed for, all week, until Saturday, in fact, for Formula One prep work. So you want to still steer clear of Cobalt and Flamingo for now. It'll be another sunny, warm day in Southern Nevada. Highs back into the low 90s this afternoon. It's 66, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Here is just some of the bold agenda that I'll immediately implement when we become the 47th President of the United States. Before I even arrive at the Oval Office, shortly after I win the presidency because of you, I will have the horrible war between Russia and Ukraine settled. I'll get it done in 24 hours. I know them both very well. I am the only candidate who can make this promise, and the promise is I will prevent World War III. Nobody else is going to be able to do it.
I'm the king of the world! Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. Good to have you with us. This hour brought to you by the Libre Initiative. We are awaiting now the House of Representatives to gavel in. They were supposed to be in at 8 o'clock our time. They are still waiting for leadership to gavel in and be a... Let's find out if we're going to have a speaker election. Are we going to end up with a Speaker of the House by the end of the day? I hope so. But I have my doubts. Joining us now, always good to have him with us because he's so smart about so much stuff when it comes to public policy. Michael Schaus, the political columnist and founder of ShausCreative.com. Michael Schaus, good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. Just watching the U.S. Capitol, seeing what color smoke comes up from their chimney later today.
Now tell me this from a branding standpoint, and you help candidates, you help businesses, you help individuals that want to get their word out. How do you brand something like this if you're trying to promote the Republican Party and they can't even figure out how to name a speaker, even though they've got the majority in the House?
Yeah, I mean, this is endemic of the overall problem that the Republican Party has. And you and I have talked about this, even when you talk about the Republican base, there are multiple Republican bases right now. And you're seeing that play out in the U.S. House. I mean, it's frustrating, really, no matter how you feel about the players involved. When Matt Gaetz made his initial move, I really wish he would have had a plan in place before he did that to replace McCarthy, because this is what we're seeing. Republicans... I don't think you could find 9 Republicans in the House to get together and make a baseball team, let alone come together and say, hey, here's the speaker.
They can't even agree on where to have lunch, much less who the next speaker is going to be. How do you see this thing playing out? Obviously, we'll know relatively soon. In fact, the House is going to be gaveling in just a couple minutes. Whether they'll go straight to a vote, I don't know. But how do you see this thing playing out?
Well, I mean, it's possible that they come up with a short-term speaker, somebody who is, quote-unquote, a compromise. And, of course, that means that it's going to have to be somebody that some Democrats will get on board with. So I'm sure that the more conservative wing of the GOP is going to be upset no matter who it is. But they're in a tough spot right now. The bottom line is they need somebody. They need some speaker so that way the House can actually get back to doing some of what it's supposed to do. Because right now this is a PR disaster for anybody in the GOP. What it looks like to the average voters, it looks like, oh, you guys can't even get your act together to take care of the House's business. Why on earth would we trust you with other more important responsibilities? And so really, they need to get somebody put in place just so that way, even if it's short term, and I think that there are enough folks in the House, both Democrats and Republicans, who understand that. The question is, who might it be that, even if it's only for 6 months or something, would be a reasonable, quote-unquote, compromise?
At least it would get the government back open again, because right now the government is essentially shut down. There's no legislation moving in any direction, House or Senate. Everything is essentially closed down. How do you see this thing happening today?
I'm not sure if I see it happening today. I mean, there's always the outside chance that it could. I was reading something earlier this morning. Representative Patrick McHenry, I guess, from North Carolina, I think his name has been floated around as a short-term speaker. It's completely possible, but judging off of how things have been going for the last week, I'm going to say it's unlikely.
One of the reasons why we need the House open is to get a supplemental bill for funding Ukraine and funding Israel. I want to ask you about Israel. Can you give me a guesstimate on how this thing escaped, Israeli intelligence, which is some of the best intelligence folks in the world, and the U.S. intelligence community, which is supposedly the best. Tell me how both these entities missed what happened on October 7th.
Well, I think part of it, we should say from the outset that Netanyahu is going to have to answer that question satisfactorily within the next couple of years. He might not have to do it right now, because right now Israel's kind of, galvanizing. It's, getting behind a flag and saying, hey, look, we're all part of the same team. But eventually his political rivals are going to say, hey, how'd you miss this? And it's a big question. It's hard to imagine that you would miss something this big in operation. The only thing that really makes sense to me is Hamas for the last few years has been relatively quiet. And so it might have actually brought the Israelis into a little bit of a false sense of security as they were looking elsewhere, trying to make certain deals with other neighboring countries, trying to look at other threats, such as ISIS still exists out there, for example. So it very could easily be they were just brought into a false sense of security and missed some very basic signs. But regardless, that is a question that Netanyahu is going to have to answer. And quite frankly, our security apparatus ought to have to answer that as well, because it's unfathomable that both of us missed it. And there was no seemingly red flags, at least that we know of yet, popping up days before the attack.
The president is in Israel at this hour. Should he have made this trip this soon? And if so, what is the intended message for the rest of the world?
Well, I don't know the conversations that happened between him and Israel, obviously. Maybe they were saying, sure, come and visit. But my inclination would be that he should have held off, because I'm pretty sure that Israel was looking to do some sort of a massive operation towards Hamas. And they just simply can't do that if the president of the United States is in the region. For a whole variety of security reasons, they simply can't do that. So his visit could potentially be delaying some sort of an Israeli offensive. That being said, again, I don't know the conversations. Maybe Israel said, hey, we're going to hold off anyway. Please come and visit and, be good for solidarity and show our allies that we're all together. I do think that it is good that he spoke out the way that he did, that he showed support for Israel. And this is something that, other Republicans and even conservative Republicans have said, hey, at least he said the right thing. Now, that being said, it's a scary time to have a weak president right now. It's a very frightening time in the Middle East to have somebody who can barely string together a sentence, let alone, rarely shows his face outside of the basement from the White House. So it is nerve-wracking. And I think a lot of Americans are sitting there saying, gosh, I hope he doesn't do anything terribly stupid while he's there. But the symbol of the United States president being in the region, I think, is probably overall a good thing.
Let me just ask you, what happens at the end of the day? 300,000 reservists have been called up by the Israeli wartime government. Do you see this thing ending anytime soon in the next couple of weeks, or is this something that is going to be weeks and months in the making?
Well, I think how long the actual quote-unquote war goes for is going to be up for question. I mean, it could be a relatively quick war, assuming that they are free diplomatically to do the things that they need to do in order to get Hamas. But that being said, Hamas and the threats that are represented by Hamas are not going to go away within a couple of weeks. So regardless of whether or not the quote-unquote war is over, you're going to see Israeli operations continuing, I think, for a very long time, because people have equated it to 9/11, and I think that that's actually a good way to explain it. The Israelis are not going to say, hey, we're going to fight until we have a ceasefire. They're going to say, hey, we're going to fight until Hamas no longer exists. And it's going to take a lot to satisfy the Israelis that Hamas, it no longer exists. So I think overall this is going to be a very long operation. How long the actual quote-unquote hot war goes, that's really a question of how diplomatically free Israel is to do what they need to do to go into Gaza and get the people that they need to get.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us, the founder of ShouseCreative.com. I want to bring you closer to home. They are now talking in the Clark County School District about the possibility of decertification of the teachers union. What would that mean, not just to teachers, but to parents, and I guess to the most important part of this equation, and that is the students?
Yeah, I mean, let's start with the teachers. For about half the teachers, it's not going to really mean anything because they don't belong to the union anyway. The other half that actually do belong to the union, what it means is they would have to go out if they wanted to continue to have some sort of union represent them. There would have to be a new vote for a union, basically. And this is good news. Even if you are a pro-union teacher, this is good news because nobody has voted on union representation in Clark County since I think the 1960s. A couple years ago, we did an analysis, and there were only two teachers still working at the district who originally voted for the Clark County Education Association to represent them. So it might be good to have a fresh battle about whether or not teachers are represented, and if so, by who. If you are a parent, this probably doesn't mean a whole lot, because obviously CCSD is still broken, probably beyond repair at this point. The one bright side is that one of the driving factors when it comes to breaking CCSD has been the teachers union. Throughout the past, they're ones that fought tooth and nail against new accountability measures for teachers and principals. They are the ones who have largely put in place the culture that right now teachers just don't want to work in. So this could potentially be good news long term for the district and for everybody involved, including the kids and the parents.
How does it matter? I mean, we make a big deal of it in the media, the ongoing battle between the teachers union and CCSD, going to court and all of that stuff. But does it really matter in the education of our kids? Is it going to help or hurt our kids if there is no contract anytime soon or until an arbitrator can look at it?
Well, I mean, the real big thing that could help our kids is if CCSD actually pulled itself together and said, okay, it's about more than just the contract. It's about the overall culture there. I mean, they still have thousands of teacher shortages right now. Nobody wants to work in the district, and I can guarantee you that's not because of poor pay alone. Teachers in Nevada, actually, comparatively to other states, don't get paid all that poorly. But even if you upped the teacher salaries, clearly there's a culture problem at CCSD. So I think, yes, we make a lot of noise about it in the media, but at the end of the day, even if the teachers got the best contract imaginable, you would still have a culture problem within CCSD that makes people not want to work there. And that means you're going to continue to suffer through teacher shortages. You're going to continue to see really great teachers leave the district for private schools or other school districts in other states. And that is bad news for the students that are trapped in that system right now.
Should Governor Lombardo inject himself into this thing?
I don't think he really has to just yet. We're going to see what happens. You know, if they move to decertify the union, for example, that might be an opportunity for him to jump in. If this actually does go to arbitration, this would be a great opportunity for him to inject himself and say, look, we gave $2 billion to public education in this last legislative session, and we're still having this problem. Clearly, the money is not the issue here. You guys have got far deeper issues that you have to solve beyond just the quote-unquote budget. And I think that that's probably going to be where he starts talking about it in the next few months is, look, everything we did in the last legislative session, and we're still dealing with this problem almost halfway through the school year, this clearly shows that it's not about money.
If folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out more about what you do and the services you provide, where can they go?
Best place to go is just my website, which is Schaus Creative. That's S-C-H-A-U-S creative.com. And we basically help people, individuals, brands, organizations, tell their story and get heard. So branding, marketing, and everything that involves, including website building or media training or whatever you need to go out there and tell the world your story.
What a smart dude. Michael Schaus, always good. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk again soon.
Yep, thanks so much.
Michael Schaus, the political columnist. You read his stuff all over the place. He is the founder of ShausCreative.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We are watching the House of Representatives. They are seeking a quorum so they can begin doing business. The first order of business will obviously be a speaker, a vote on speaker. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Wednesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show will be live in Washington, D.C., getting you ready for the craziness of the speaker debate.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.